What I wanted to discuss now is computational fluid dynamics. And the most important lesson that we want to get out of these few foils, which because we won't do all of them, is what is the difference between computational fluid dynamics, which is some real theory, which is possibly the dominant user of partial differential equations. What is the difference between that and Laplace's equation, which is the equation used in all computer science papers, which think they're developing some wonderful new technology for solving PDEs? Because there are some important differences between these real equations and these sort of generic equations, which lead to important practical differences. Okay. So, all right. So the computational fluid dynamics. Can cover a broad range of problems. The most common problem is where the fluid is actually a gas, then it's air. I mean, air is not normally thought of as a fluid, but the dominant application of computational fluid dynamics is to a particular fluid called air, and to a particular thing traveling through that air called an aircraft. I just came back from a meeting at NASA Langley, where NASA Langley is NASA's lead lab in the area of aeronautics, and we had a very interesting. I always said there's a very talented computational fluid dynamicist from Boeing, Paul Rupert, who comes to such meetings. And he always describes to us the practical nitty-gritty details of what Boeing has to do when they design an aircraft. So one interesting point he made was that computational fluid dynamics is actually more reliable than wind tunnels these days. And when you're testing an aircraft, you have two choices. You can make a model, stick it in a wind tunnel, blow wind over it or air, and see what happens. Or you can make a model on the computer, computer way, and then see what the model gives. Now, both of them are actually inaccurate, because the CFD, to be practical, has to be an approximation. And the wind tunnel, you do not put a 747 in a wind tunnel. You put a model of the 747 in a wind tunnel. And you have various, you have finite size wind tunnels and all sorts of things. So actually, it turns out although there are approximations in the numerical computation, there are at least as many approximations in the wind tunnel. On the other hand, it turns out that wind tunnels, once you get them set up, they're easier to take data, because you can just, when you want to run for if you want to study the motion of how your 747 takes off and lands in different weather conditions, you're going to have all sorts of different parameters. It's much easier to change those parameters in a wind tunnel and read off the results than to keep rerunning the program. So it turns out that most of the simulations they do are in wind tunnels, but the first simulations are the most accurate ones that are actually numerical. Superficially, you can say that decisions made by Boeing on the design of aircraft, and the ones you will be flying in the future, are actually all made using numerical simulations. The last details of the design are made using wind tunnels. So it turns out that he estimated that for the 777, which was the last big plane Boeing designed, which is just coming into service, they made some 2 million simulations to study that design. most of which were wind tunnel simulations. And actually, the interesting thing about CFD is another amusing feature is mainly a marketing tool. The way they designed the 777, they had 8 airlines sitting at Boeing telling them what they wanted. They said, you know, the customers want this level of noise, this size aircraft, and, you know, they kept on designing aircraft to meet the airline's needs. And they used CFD to model the performance of that aircraft. So CFD was used in interacting with the airlines, because Boeing builds aircraft essentially which the airlines need. They don't sit in a, they don't sit in an office and say, well, let's build this. They sit and talk to the airlines and say, all right, how about this and this and this and this. And they did that for a couple of years, and they finally came up with a 777, and the airline said, well, buy it. And then as soon as they said that, then they started building the wind tunnel model and did the detailed studies. But the decision about what to build was actually made using computational flow dynamics. So if you want to enter marketing in the aerospace industry, you should study CFDs.